And we can't talk about Grafton with maybe talking about some of the sports. Midview High School with a nice run in football this past year. We enjoyed following them with some exciting games. And being a resident of Avon, I know how painful sometimes those games can be and the excitement that comes with it. But we're talking about the Midview Hall of Fame this morning with Terry Hawk. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your connection with the Hall of Fame and the Midview Grafton sports?
Well, basically, I helped Don Binney, who wanted to start this Hall of Fame back in 98, 99. And I was on board with him, and I'm currently the treasurer of the Hall of Fame.
And how many classes now have been inducted into this?
We have 13 classes inducted. We skipped last year because we were doing some restructuring of our committee, but we're going to vote on a class hopefully tonight, and it'll be announced sometime in April, early May.
And what's the process for something like that? I suppose like the first year, everybody, when they put a Hall of Fame together, there's sort of like the people that we know, this is why we're creating the Hall of Fame, because we want to remember these classes, these teams, these students. Then as it goes on, how do you work that selection process?
Well, we have a website, mayhoff.net, and it's attached to the Midview School website. So we're a Midview School Hall of Fame, unlike Elyria and Lorain, which is an area or a city Hall of Fame. But basically we have applications right on the website where people can nominate either themselves or a family member. And then we do some research. We ask them to give us some press clippings, some yearbooks, stuff of that nature. And like you said, the first couple of years are fairly easy because we had some outstanding athletes going in. So,
do you look at teams as well?
Absolutely. We have many teams in there, from basketball, football teams, volleyball team that made it to the state Final Four.
A cross-country team, I think, or a relay team.
We have that team in there also, the girls' relay team that went to the state. So in 74, 75, sure.
And talk about the process, I guess, of finding these people, being, because I mean, anytime it's like an alumni, you have to kind of find out where they are, who they are, what they're doing, if they can be a part of this.
Yep, we contact them. Once we have a list of who we want to bring into the Hall of Fame, we contact them just to make sure they're receptive to it. Sometimes we've had a couple say, no, don't want to do it, I don't think I'm worthy, and that's fine. Then we move on to the next candidate.
And talk maybe about some of the people that are in the Hall of Fame that kind of exemplify sort of what it's all about.
Well, we even put people in that's prior to Midview High School, which was established in 56. Prior to that, there was Eaton High School, Belden High School, and Grafton High School that formed Midview. So we even have some people in from that time. Our original class was a very strong class. We had Al Jr. from 1957. He was a football track star. We had Don Vessling, who made it into the pros in baseball, a very strong athlete. We had the volleyball team from 92. Along with Anthony Stacy, very good basketball player in his own right, pro basketball player overseas. Joe Stasniak was a football player for Midview, and now he's a sports commentator out of Indianapolis. He made it in the pros in football. And also Jane Rader Thomason, who was just a super athlete back in her day, back in the 80s. So our first class was very easy.
Terry, over here to our left, kind of behind where you are, there are some clippings up there from Grafton High School,
Absolutely.
Some sports clippings, basketball, I believe, if I remember from the other day.
Sure.
And how big of a school was Grafton High School back in the day?
I don't know the exact attendance there, but it was a pretty strong, big high school in its day. I mean, I remember my father went to Eaton High School, so I remember hearing him talk about going to Berea for the championships or the tournaments and stuff for basketball and stuff. They played six-man football back in the day, which is somewhat unusual. I'm sure Tim Alcorn remembers that. But we've had a couple of athletes from Grafton School actually get into the Hall of Fame. We've had Bob Lynch, who's well-known in the area. He was a very good basketball player back in the time. We had quite a few other ones I can't think of off the top of my head that were either at Belden. There was a Schaefer at Belden that came in. There was a couple more in Grafton and a couple at Eaton.
We're talking today with Terry Hawk about the Midview Hall of Fame and the athletics. What is the ceremony like? Not only from just the what takes place, but sort of the emotions that really are a part of that.
Well, we induct them at a banquet on a Saturday night. But prior to that, at the football game on Friday night, a home football game, we bring them out on the field at halftime or before the game, depending on the situation. And we rope off a certain area for the inductees along with their family. They get into the game free. We give them boutonnieres, the flowers, we get them introduced, and the fans just love it. And they just love coming back and getting a tour of the display case inside the gym, inside the outside of the gym area. We have their pictures and what year they got inducted. And it's just a great tribute. And then we have the banquet the next night where they get up and actually give speeches. And Tim Alcorn also does the emceeing for us, and he does a great job.
So then they get to tell us maybe some of their stories or sure. relive some of that too. It must be interesting to kind of get cross generations inducted.
Oh, because, absolutely.
You know, you'll have kids that will go to school and maybe not even know about the person who's getting inducted with them, or maybe they would have seen them in the trophy case.
Right.
Maybe they were their idol. Who knows? But
it was interesting. There's many years. I'm looking at 2010 right now. We had a gentleman named Bob Krosky, who graduated in 58, was a great three-sport athlete. Then we had someone from 2000, Callie Riles, a gymnast that went to University of Michigan. So we had almost, 32, 40 years of distance between those two. So we have a time limit where you have to be out of school 10 years, and the team has to be out of this high school 5 years before we get them inducted. We want to see what they've done also going forward in life, college and beyond. Because that's part of the criteria, not just what you did in MIVU, but maybe what you did in your college days and maybe your adult life.
Right, to see how that what happened at the high school level and how that kind of continued
Absolutely.
On. Which sort of, in some sense, also sort of shows the importance of high school sports, athletics, what it does for a person's character.
Sure.
For their life direction, that sort of thing.
Right, too. Teamwork and everything that goes into it.
It's probably also interesting to sort of, you know, when you think of a sports hall of fame, you know, it's male-dominated because the sports were at times.
Right.
But you still have a lot of females, and the way the female sports have sort of changed over time probably is reflected
right.
in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean,
female sports probably in the last 30 years or so have really dominated or really became more of a forefront than it had previous to that. So it's hard to find anybody prior to maybe 30 years ago in the female side of it, but now we're really getting into a lot of strong female athletes.
You might be looking at the list of new inductees, possible inductees
right.
tonight.
Right.
When would that be announced?
We'll probably announce it sometime in April. We want to contact those people first to make sure, yes, they want to do it. Yes, they're available in September to come to the banquet, because that's sometimes people have to travel from California, Florida, wherever they're at to come in to the banquet. And we want to make sure they participate in that.
If you're looking to get people also probably to volunteer or be a part of the Hall of Fame,
always looking for that.
Talk about that involvement or how they can get involved.
We're always, transforming our committee, and that's what we did last year. Without electing a group into the Hall of Fame, we sort of refined our committee, put a better timeline in, got many new members in. We had Don Binney passed away in 2013. He was really the grandfather of this whole program. He pushed it very hard. He got involved with it. He got Neil Horwittle, ex-AED at MIVU. Ed Adelsberg, another ex-AED from MIVU, Nick Walsh, one of his teammates back in the day, and myself, along with Tim and many other guys, got involved with it right from the get-go. Now, some of those guys have stepped aside. Now we need some new blood. And we're always looking for somebody that wants to really participate in something like this that would really benefit our group in finding someone, you know, in regards to putting them in a Hall of
Fame. You mentioned you have the online site.
Right.
Is it M-A-H-O-F?
Mayhoff, yes. MIVU Athletic Hall of Fame.net.
.net. Is there a physical site for this too?
At this point, no, we don't. We're looking at trying to update maybe the display case that we have at MIVU High School with all the names in there. We're looking at maybe having something more of a monitor type thing where you press a button and you got movies and pictures and stuff of that nature. That's something maybe down the road we're going to do. And some of the young blood that we have in our organization, Dan Haight, Rob Overy, Dan Boris, those guys have been pushing that. And we're trying to see if we can really tap into something like
right,
that.
To see what's available. I noticed your site's very well done. And, you know, it shows them all together, current day, plus the picture of them
right.
usually when they were at the peak with the Hall of Fame, what they're honoring them
Absolutely.
For, as well, and then a little bio about them as well. It's kind of an interesting, all, you know, Hall of Fames are kind of important. What are some of the things that I guess the athletes say about this induction that you've heard over time?
It's amazing. We have a lot of them come back to the banquet every year, same ones. We give out a blue jacket, a MIVU jacket with Hall of Fame logo on it, and they come back wearing their jacket. I think last time we had a banquet, we probably had close to 20 of them coming back to the banquet, and some of them have traveled quite a ways to get there. So it's always neat seeing the past inductees there to support the new ones, the new class.
It's like the Masters with their green jackets,
there
right?
You go.
Or the yellow ones from the NFL's Hall of Fame.
Right.
The gold
yeah.
ones, I guess they would be.
Right, absolutely.
Though I get those guys confused sometimes with the Century 21 real estate people.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I think that's where those coats, those jackets came from.
Good. Leftovers.
Yeah, probably for that. But obviously there's still some people that are in the area too.
Right.
That, who kind of went to school here, live here, stay here, and kind of
right.
make it their home. So.
Right. And there's, I can't remember off the top of my head, but there may be some that, you know, have passed away that we're going to get into the Hall of Fame, especially some of the old timers that we want to really announce their names and, you know, before they're really forgotten in history, because there's some maybe 40, 50 years back that really deserve right. to get in.
Well, you mentioned early on how you kind of select this and you'll ask people for clippings. I'm sure you probably get some very old kind of
scrapbooks. We've got some great scrapbooks, press clippings. I know when we started this, three or four of us went into the Mivu library, high school library, and just looked at yearbooks and tried to pinpoint names that sort of rang a bell, or some pictures that rang a bell about names. Then we did the research. And now, over the years, we've been getting a lot of information. We got three nominees this year, just within the last week, 10 days, come in the mail to us. So we got a lot of information for maybe not just this year's class, but in the future.
This maybe put you on the spot. Is there some Grafton athlete in the Hall of Fame who sort of like is the pinnacle, or the person who maybe achieved the highest success related into the sports? Or
well, we like I mentioned earlier, Joe Stasiak, who played professional football, Anthony Stacy, who played professional basketball. You know, you got people like that that are probably more well known in the MIVU public, but there's a lot of them that you look at and think, oh, wow, I never heard of that guy before. But then you start looking at his numbers and what he did. And back in the day, it wasn't like it is today where, you know, you have first team, second team, third team, All-State, honorable mention, special mention. Back there, you maybe had one team in each division making All-State. And if you've walked in MIVU's, outside MIVU's gym, they have All-State pictures all around. And that's helped us a great deal trying to pin down some of the future ones, too.
Probably for your sake, it's probably like a team that you would think is one that kind of
right. shows. The girls' volleyball team was great. We had the football teams from the late 90s that first got into the playoffs and played Revere and played, you know, a couple of games into the playoffs. This last team, probably within the next 5 years, definitely will get in, who made it to quite a run into the playoffs. So it's been a fun ride for the last 15 years this.
Sounds like it's lots of fun with that. Terry Hawk, our guest from the MIVU Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame, thanks for stopping in.
Sharing
a little
it.
Bit of MIVU history and sports. And, again, you can go to mahoff.net
right.
for details about the upcoming Hall of Fame as well as the current inductees for that.